I'm J.R. Whalen in the newsroom at the Wall Street Journal in New York. The clock is ticking toward Friday night when funds to keep the government open would run out. But the Wall Street Journal political team reports that President Trump is likely to sign the border security deal reached this week on Capitol Hill that would keep the government open. The deal would fund the Homeland Security Department and a group of other federal agencies through September. A former U.S. counterintelligence officer was accused of providing Iran with information about highly classified U.S. programs after defecting to the country. An unsealed indictment says that Monica Witt joined the U.S. Air Force in 1997, served until 2008, then traveled to Iran in 2013. She went on to disclose information that helped the Iranian government target her former Air Force colleagues. And former Sears CEO Edward Lampert sees smaller stores and less apparel as the future of the troubled department store chain. Lampert rescued Sears from bankruptcy and says the new company will be made up of 223 Sears stores and 202 Kmart locations. The reduced-size Sears will compete against bigger retailers such as Home Depot, Lowe's, Best Buy, and Amazon. For more on these and other stories of the day, go to WSJ.com or the WSJ app.